everybody. Welcome back to the Comedy Castle podcast. I'm your host, Joel Fragamenti, going to tell you what's going on this week at the Comedy Castle. It's TJ Miller week, one of our biggest draws and favorite comedians. TJ Miller is at the club this week. I'll be talking to him in a little bit, and you'll hear it. And it's a little crazy, but it's also very sincere and heartfelt, a lot like his act. Very representative of the show that you will see this weekend is him talking. But TJ, you know, it's just a lot. You know, if I didn't like the guy, I wouldn't work as hard to make his week as great as it is at the Comedy Castle. And it's a super fun week, so we want you to come out. But let's tell you everything that's going on, starting with Wednesday, March 20th. Open mic night at the Comedy Castle. It's 7:30 p.m. You can call to make a reservation or just show up and get your tickets. It's always a fun time at open mic. We haven't had an open mic, a true open mic, at the club in a couple of months. So this is a big one for a lot of people. So if you want a chance to come see a show for not a whole lot of money and see a whole bunch of different comics, professionals, amateurs, everybody, it's open mic night this Wednesday, the 20th. And then TJ Miller starts a five-show stand on Thursday, March 21st at 7:30 p.m. 7:15 and 9:45 are the show times on Friday the 22nd, and Saturday at 7 o'clock and 9:30 p.m. You can get your tickets for TJ Miller over at ComedyCastle.com. That's where you got to go. And I will tell you right now, as I'm looking at it, the Saturday shows might be hard to get into this time. So, yeah, the tickets go quickly for TJ, and, you know, you got to come out. Come Thursday. Come Late Show Friday. Whatever. Whenever you can get them, you got to get tickets to TJ. It's something else. It is a different show when he is there. Always a good time. Improv a little bit more than usual. I think you'll hear that in the interview with him. But, you know, whenever we've talked to TJ, whether it be me, whether it be Tom McCarthy, the week before, or the post before me. When Tom hosted the show, he talked to TJ, and he was always like, you know, I'm vacuuming in the hotel room, the maid is in the room and all this stuff. And again, TJ, this phone call took some doing. It took a lot of back and forth on text message. The scheduled time was not the scheduled time. I called him back. He still wasn't ready. Put me on hold. Finally, we got the 20 some minutes that I got here with him. And it's something else, man. He is a piece of work. So his show, by the way, this tour is called the Crowd Sorcerer Tour. And you'll hear TJ talk about why that is. He talks about comics that do crowd work and how he's a little different than them. You know, he talks about enjoying improvisation and, you know, says why some comics don't improvise and why that's better. And I sort of give him the other side of that. But TJ certainly is a hilarious improviser. He talks about putting a comedy special on the blockchain, making it an NFT, and how that's going to work. And how that involves the Comedy Castle this week. We really do just talk about his times at the Comedy Castle. He says some very nice things about the club, about our former general manager, Mary Coyle. That comes up as well. So, you know, sweet guy. I really love TJ. And, of course, when you get to the end of the interview, you will hear, we got plans now, me and him. Me and him got plans. That's right. So without any further ado, I think we should just play the interview with TJ. Let you hear the whole thing. I'll come back at the end. We'll talk some more. But again, don't wait to get your tickets for TJ Miller. Like I said, the early show Saturday looks like it's gone. I mean, this is not officially coming from me, but just by clicking through on ComedyCastle.com and looking at the available seats, I think that Saturday show is about gone, the early show anyway. So please get your tickets if you want to see TJ Miller. Because you're going to love him. I mean, you know him from his shows. You know him from his movies. But as a stand-up comic, he's sincere. It's heartfelt. And I think it all pretty much distills into this interview that you're about to hear. Enjoy. Good to talk to you, dude. Good to talk to you, first of all.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you. Good to hear your voice.
You can hear my voice good?
No, good to hear your voice.
Thank you, man. Thank you so much.
My sweet darling.
Hey, we're both still alive, so that's a good thing, right?
That's all it's going to take.
Oh, man. Right. But you're back again at the Comedy Castle. And I think I said this recently to a headliner. I said, you know, when you're back at the Comedy Castle every year, you're doing all right.
Yeah, well, I think because also it's kind of one of the like nicest is maybe the wrong way to say it, but it's okay. I just tried to close. Oh, geez. Yeah, you're certainly doing well. You're certainly doing well when you're back at the Comedy Castle because it's one of the nicest of all of the. Okay. You know, when you live in New York City, you don't have a lot of space because it costs so much money. So you got to kind of work it out with your wife. She's a. Right. Yeah. Yeah, it's so funny because, you know, if your wife is also a busy, high-functioning professional and you're a very loud person, which is what I've sort of been told by a myriad of sources.
I hear that all the time from my partner.
Right, exactly. Yeah, when you come back to the Comedy Castle every year, you're definitely doing well because it's sort of one of the best, you know, clubs in the United States. And that's undisputable. You know, it is one of the great clubs and been around for such a long time. But I feel like I don't know, particularly for whatever reason, the people, the audience at the Comedy Castle kind of, I don't know, to me really, I feel a lot of support there. And the only other place I feel sort of as much support is at Wise Guys Comedy Club in Salt Lake City. Mm-hmm. Because I don't know, because in Salt Lake City and in Royal Oak outside of Detroit, they love them some TJ Miller.
They do.
So man. I have a lot of people come up to me after the shows and say, I've seen you every year. I've seen you five times. And so I think something about it, they connect there maybe with the fact that I improvise so much. Yeah. Maybe that's because he books a lot of comedians who don't improvise as much, right. You know, or he, you know, the comics that perform there are sort of, you know, really running through their act and, you know, want to sort of do really, really well. Cause that's the other thing. I think the comics that come into town, if you're performing on that stage, you really want to kill.
Yeah.
And so I think that might be a reason that people, do you think that the comics that he books kind of are more straight material? And
well, it's certainly, you know, there to me, when I see a comedian, and again, there's exceptions to everything and you are this exception, but you know, you don't want somebody working on stuff when you get to the Comedy Castle. You know, people are paying money. They want to see the best a person can be. And then when we have you, it's like, it's different every time. And because it's different, and like when I say different every time, and we're going to talk about what you're doing on this tour, but you know, the late show to the early show can be different. The Friday to the Thursday to the Saturday show can be different, and things will happen during the show. And I think that's one of the reasons that not only it's like interesting to come, but also they feel like you're being real, I think, in a lot of ways on stage, and that you actually are enjoying it as much as they are. Which when you're just running through it, they don't get that, but they get like TJ's having a great time. He's meeting us. We feel like we know him. And of course you do. You are very generous with your time after the show as well, which I appreciate.
Yeah. If people want to buy a little peanut butter or hot sauce, I try and do that meet and greet. But I think that that's true. I think that first of all, it's absolutely undisputed. That's the second time I've used that word, but I don't think undisputable is a word, but it is.
It is now
for sure true. It's undisputable. So you cannot be a word. But I think in some ways the best thing that, that I can offer, I'm at my best when I'm improvising.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
And doing, but you know, I don't always do, I don't always do crowd work, but I do improvise with the crowd.
Yeah.
And so I'm sort of, I'm in my best when all of the shows are different, and they always are.
Yeah.
And I think people kind of understand that if you went and saw every show, they would all be different. I mean, I see every show. Yeah, you do see every show. So it's, I don't know. I mean, it's for me, it's kind of, and the tour is the Crowd Sorcerer tour.
Okay, yeah.
And I'm kind of, it just made me laugh, the idea of sourcing material from the crowd.
Okay.
And for me, that's not, hey, what's your name? Where are you from? What do you do for a living? Mm-hmm. For me, that's much more of a, you know, look at this guy. This guy's, here's what I see from him. And, you know, and this is clear that I'm going to, you know, he's going to be, he's not having a good time, and I wish you were. And that type of stuff is, I think, really helpful for me to make it different, to make every single show different. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I've been messing around with. It almost feels like crowd work has started to become a dirty word because so many comics are trying to do it for the clips. And it really upsets me. I don't lose a ton of sleep over it, but I haven't slept in about 2 weeks. The issue, you know, these, you know, comics are trying to crowd work. And the thing about it is they're not good at it. It's not something you can just decide to do.
Yeah.
And there are, of course, many comedians that are good at it, but the truly riffing and improvisational comedian, I think I could only list 10.
Yeah.
Maybe 15. Uh-huh. And, you know, they are, there are some good ones. I saw a guy, I haven't seen him since, but, it's a guy, this kid, Gavin Watts, and he's really, really good at it. And, but you know, there's other people that I like that are newer comedians and they just can't do it, you know, not in the way that I can, or Sherrod Small can, or Ian Bagg, Ryan Reeves. Yeah. So they're, but these people are actually improvising. They are not, you know, relying on stock jokes when they talk to people. Cash Levy, who I do a podcast with, cashing in with TJ Miller. Cash Levy is like unfucking believable. Yeah. He's just unstoppable. It's so fun to watch him. But outside of that, you know, it's, and you can see that in our podcast. Mm. I mean, in the podcast, it's just out of control. It's so amazing. But yeah, I kind of, you know, I think the thing of it is that, because I'm so good at that, I just have to push through and have people understand. And the clips that I put online, I think do show that for sure. And so that's kind of the idea behind the tour, and it's been really, really fun, you know? Yeah. And I think that I'm right now wanting to video a lot of what I'm doing, try and make that. I'm going to be videoing this weekend. And I try and get the crowd in the video because I really want to, you know, I really want to sort of make it so that, you know, if I am talking to somebody, I want people to be able to see that person.
Yeah. Because
that's really, really fun. You know?
Right. Yeah. I mean, we had a clip that we've been playing, you know, leading up to your appearance of you taking the lady's phone from the front row. You know, the one that I'm talking about. Okay, so you take a lady's phone in the front and you go, and very sincere, and I agree with everything that you say, hey, you know, we want you to experience this. I'm going to take your phone, and, you know, you take it from her and you take it away. And then you say, we don't want to record this. This is a live thing that's happening right now. And then you point behind you and you go, yeah, I do have a guy with a giant camera right behind me, but that's for my purpose.
That's for me. Right. Exactly. Yeah, I think that's from my crowd work special.
Okay, yeah, that might be.
Which was in Springfield, Missouri.
That sounds
right.
Right
now, on my YouTube special, I have like maybe five specials. I've got Dear Jonah, the Spokane special, which is a completely improvised special about Spokane, Washington, which is hilarious because if you don't live there, you don't get the references, but somehow it's still funny. And then
how do you get the Spokane references just from being in Spokane?
Yeah. You know, I've been there a few times, but sometimes I can just go and walk around and within a day or two, I sort of have about 20 minutes of material. And if I really go after it, then I can get a full hour.
Nice.
Just from interacting with people, from learning about the city, from all that stuff. You know, in Appleton, Wisconsin, I went to the Houdini Museum.
Okay.
So in Appleton, Wisconsin, I went to the Houdini Museum, and it was so funny because I just by going there, I got about 10, 15 minutes of material. Nice. 10, I would say 10.
Yeah.
Like kind of strong, funny minutes. And I kind of write down three ideas from there, get on stage, and then let her rip, baby. And so it very much is, that's kind of what I do, you know, and it's also, I can generate material like that sometimes. Like I do something and it makes me laugh. I think like I had a story that happened last night and I think it's going to go in the, I think it's going to go in my act, but it is just this kid. Okay. Ran up after me and said, "Hey, are you TJ?" Yeah. "Oh my God, that's so amazing. I'm such a huge fan of yours. I love everything you do. I love your movies. I love television. I love your stand up. You know, I heard you say The Stand and I thought, okay, comedy club comedy. And then I heard your voice. I said, oh my God, that's gotta be him. So I just wanted to say that. I go, well, you know, he had his camera out. I go, "Do you want a picture?" He goes, "Oh yeah, absolutely. That's okay. That'd be awesome." And then you take a picture and I go, "You know what? I'm actually headed to The Stand right now to do a spot. Do you want to come with me and I'll walk you in?" And he was like, "No." And so that was so funny to me. So I, of course, you know, I do that. It's self-deprecating.
Yeah.
I felt like I was getting rejected from like a girl or something. And so I just delve into that. So that's great. So I think I'll probably start my NFT special with that. And that's the other thing. It's like, I'm always trying to do sort of the, you know, I'm always trying to innovate and do. And so the next thing that I'm working on is I'm going to do a special based on a, the blockchain.
Okay.
And I'm going to release it as an NFT.
Okay.
And have sort of editions of it. And no one's ever done that before. That'll be the first NFT special because most people don't know what the fucking NFT is.
I know a little bit, but just.
Yeah, well, you're smart and, you know, you pay attention and you like to learn.
Yeah.
So most people don't. And so I'm kind of, you know, I'm excited about that and I'm working on that. So people will see that material. It's only about, I don't know, 10. Yeah, I think it's going to be a 10-minute special.
Okay.
You might actually divide it into like 90-second clips or whatever. But, you know, that's something that I'm working on right now. And I might add that story to the front of that because it's just so funny. Yeah. And then I kind of put that set together. And again, this is the first NFT special that there's been. It's going to be, it's going to be about, it's about a 15-minute special is the idea. With full laughs. I did it in front of 8 people last night, the Comic Strip Live. And that set only went 12 minutes because there was no laughter.
Yeah.
Not even by the 3 ratchet unemployed chicks in the front row eating hot dogs. So that's really funny. So I'm kind of, I'm always kind of working on stuff, but at the end of the day, the thing that I do the best is most certainly, improvisation and just getting up there and just riffing. So that'll be a lot of what happens this weekend. It's just sort of really, interacting with the audience, talking about stuff that happened in Royal Oak.
Yeah.
I think I need to go to Detroit this time. How far away is Royal Oak from Detroit?
Oh, if you got like an Uber or something, like 15 minutes.
Yes, I think I'm going to go to downtown Detroit this time and really kind of feel out what that's like.
Sure.
And then get some material from there, you know. But about 15 minutes of my act this time is going to be, this NFT special and trying to hone that because I've got 5 shows. You know, it's so rare that I do 5 shows now. There's a lot of places where I only do 3 shows and I doubt Royal Oak is seeing it. But, you know, the economy is kind of not great right now.
Yeah,
and right. It's just, it's interesting because it really, really is a luxury item to go and see a comedy show because it costs a lot of money. I mean, there's a 2-drink minimum at the Comedy Castle, right?
Or it's a 2-item minimum. So you can have food and a drink. Yeah.
Yeah. And so that gets to be pricey. Mm-hmm. And my tickets are pretty expensive. And so you really got a situation where you're looking at, at least $100 as a date.
Yeah.
And there's a lot less expensive dates that you can have, you know, and you're thinking about dinner before the show, or you're definitely going out after the show. If you got a kid, you need a babysitter, or you're asking for a favor. And so that's kind of, you know, when my tickets are anywhere from $35 to $45, it's a big ask of the audience, but they always have a good time. And I hear that all the time. People afterwards go, oh man, I got to tell you, like, I had a hard day at work and we were just thinking, let's just chill. And maybe, you know, maybe this was going to be a lot. And everyone goes, oh, I'm so glad I came, man. I couldn't stop cracking up and I feel so good. To me, it's like everybody, if you have just the ability to go to one thing a week or a month, a stand-up show should be, there's no better way to get high and feel good than a comedy show. Yeah. I mean, marijuana is excellent. Getting shit-faced is awesome too. But you're not waking up the next day. You just feel so good coming out of a show.
Yeah.
So I always encourage people, I say, well, if you came and you liked my show, come and see another show. You know, don't sleep on the idea that if you came once a month, you'd be a lot happier person.
Yeah, and some people do that. We have regulars, and then we have...
Well, and that is something about the Comedy Castle.
Yeah.
Is the booking, the room is explosive. People love it, you know?
Well,
And so, of course, they're coming back. They have that history. It's like the St. Louis Funny Bone, which I just started playing, which is a great club. It's really people... I had a guy come to go, oh, this is so great, man. This is my first show. And my dad took me, and it's good. And his dad took him to shows.
Oh, wow.
And on his 18th birthday, he took my dad. And it's like, wow, you know, I mean, that's 40 years of history. And like, what other clubs have been able to do that?
Right.
It has to be, everything has to line up. Mm-hmm. The room has to be perfect, which you guys have moved a couple times.
Yeah.
The booking has to be impeccable, and the service and the items offer, everything has to be perfect for a comedy club to last however many years. I mean, how long is the Comedy Castle? It's got 40 years, 40, right?
45 this year. Yeah. It started in 79. Yeah.
I mean, that is just so amazing. Yeah. And I mean, you know, I don't know how business has been this year, but it just doesn't feel like you guys are going anywhere soon.
No, that's not the plan. Yeah. And we're having, in fact, you know, starting last year, we went to, you know, 6 nights a week, many weeks, not all weeks, but, you know, we'll have different headliners in there on Sunday and Tuesday and Wednesday before, you know, guys like you come in and do the Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So,
wow.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, that's just not the case other places. Other places are, I'm telling you, some of these Funny Bones, I'm just doing 3 shows.
Yeah.
And I don't miss the Late Show Friday.
No.
You know, I think I like doing sets.
Yeah.
So I wish I was doing a 4th set. Mm-hmm. But that show can often just be damage control. And, you know, I don't want to be a guy who poo-poos any shows or clubs. But some of these clubs are, it's fucking hard on that Late Show. They're just fucking drunk.
Yeah.
And that doesn't work for what I do,
right,
because
right.
when I open up to the audience, if they're drunk, they just, I'm not going to get anything good. I'm only going to get the tough stuff, you know?
You certainly make that connection with the people and you know, they've been coming for, I don't know how many years now at our club, but I mean, gotta be going more than 5, right? 6-7 years you've been coming to the club.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
I mean, I can't imagine, you know, I'm 42. Yeah. I've been going since I was in my early 30s. So
yeah.
I think maybe even more like, you know, 10 years
yeah,
or
yeah.
seven or 8 years, something. But it's just great. And it's always a good time. And the audience knows kind of not to be too. But the last time I was there, we got some great stuff with this guy that, you know, was almost being kind of racist when talking about taking his kids to get fried chicken in the black neighborhood. And it was, you know, that was really, really fun for me to kind of, you know, mess around with that guy and with the audience. And, you know, your audiences at the Castle are sort of more, they're sort of more respectful. Mm-hmm. And I don't think they're necessarily more reserved, but it's unlike anywhere else. Yeah, I'd say about the Comedy Castle.
Well, that's great. We're so excited to have you. Are you?
And there's going to be plenty of peanut butter. And
peanut butter.
Sauce
so people stop yeah. by after, get their peanut butter hot sauce thing. I know it sells out often. So
yeah, it really does. It really people does. Love peanut butter and Michigan. Yeah, and it's going to be fun to go and visit Detroit, and it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a really, I think it's going to be great shows for sure.
All right. I got to just one last thing. We'll let you go on this. Are you having chicken tenders when you come to Detroit? Is that your thing? I know that's a thing you like to do.
It's Stavros that talks about going on a tender bender. But it happened a little while ago. I was vegan for five weeks, and I'll be talking about that in the show. There's some really funny stuff that came out of that. I got into a kick where I was like, you know, every club has chicken tenders and most of them aren't great.
Yeah.
And so I said, you know, just because they're free, I love chicken tenders, but just because they're free doesn't mean I should be eating chicken tenders that aren't great. But you guys, you don't have chicken tenders, right?
We don't, but I know you've had them at Buddy's Pizza, which they're very good there.
Yeah.
And we have.
What are you recommending? Do you have another place that's
sure.
good?
Sure. I'm gonna recommend Savvy Sliders. Meaning
Savvy Sliders.
They're a burger place, and they also have really great, very sort of thick, freshly made chicken tenders.
I hope you'll come with me.
Yes,
it'll
we
be
will
my treat.
Dude, I would love to have chicken tenders with you. It's a date.
Consider it done. And I'm gonna you know, I also, you got to get Buddy's Pizza.
Yeah, you got to.
It's just the best. Detroit style. And there's great, we have a place called Lions, Tigers, and Squares.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And it's a Detroit style mm-hmm. pizza. They got a couple of locations here.
Yeah.
Think of it as our Jets pizza.
Yeah.
But it's better quality. You know, it's closer to Buddy's. Mm-hmm. And I love Detroit style pizza. I lived in Chicago, so I was late to the party with the Detroit style. But boy, is it so good. And that original Buddy's is just so, I don't know. There's something cool about that place.
You went to the 6 Mile one when you were in town.
Yes,
that's the original one. Yeah, I went there the other day, got a carry out for me and the old lady. It was wonderful.
That's great. So well, it'll be so good. I'm kind of sad we had somebody retire, right? Last year or this year?
Our general manager, Mary, retired. Yeah. In the middle of last year.
That's right. So I'm going to miss her. Although even she was kind of telling me like, I'm over it. Like I got to get out of here. You know, she was there for how long was she there for?
You know what? I couldn't even tell. I don't think she was there from the beginning, but she started as a waitress. I do know that. So she worked her way.
I think she's been there. I feel like she told me like 35 years.
I think that's
like
probably
that.
The case. Yeah.
And so, and she's been there for multiple occasions. And so you're losing that and having Mark kind of, you know, not being around as much because he's at retirement age where he wants to be, you know, in Florida and doing that. So it's kind of a change of the guard, but I think you're a big, you know, you're a part of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I always love seeing you.
And Mark, Mark is around even if he's not in the building. You know what I mean? He's always there.
He's always watching.
I can assure you. Listen, Mark does what he loves, and here's what he loves to do. He loves to play golf, and he loves to book comedy. He loves to book the shows. We hired a guy named Bill Bouchard, who's a really funny comic, to do a lot of the booking. But Mark still talks to all the headliners and all the agents. He loves it. He can't give it up. He can't quit.
No, and I don't blood. Think he will.
No, it's in his blood.
It is, you know what?
And we're lucky. We're lucky to have that.
Blood.
We're We're lucky to have a guy that knows the business like he does running it, you know?
No, nobody knows it better.
Yeah, nobody does. All right, TJ. Well, let's...
thank you so much.
Thank you, man. And I know we had to squeeze this in today, and we both got things going on, but thank you so much for talking to me.
Your things are a little cooler than mine, but I'll see you, and here we go on a tender bender, the two of us.
Tender bender. It's coming up this weekend.
We're not going to tell them.
Sounds great, TJ. I'll see you this weekend, buddy.
Savvy sliders. Okay, all right,
Savvy sliders. Bye, later. Well, I guess we're getting chicken tenders this weekend. I just know that, you know, when you know a person, when they've come through the club as much, you get to know their quirks, what they like, what they don't like. And the fact that he likes chicken tenders and I can take him to a place like Savvy Sliders and have a good time, that should be fun. All right. And it'll be fun for you to come to the club, too. You know, just get yourself down. ComedyCastle.com. Start there. Pick out your seats. Again, that early show Saturday is tough. It looks like there are seats available for the first show of the week on Thursday and the Friday shows as well. So come see TJ. You're going to have a great time. I had a great time talking to him. It's worth it's worth what you hear. Him and his wife fighting in a New York City apartment. Not fighting, arguing. I don't know. But TJ's fantastic. I want you guys to come out this week and see it. If you've never seen it, if you've been afraid of TJ, you hear about his reputation of being a little bit of a wild man, some scandalous stories in the press, forget about all that. You come out this weekend, come see TJ Miller. Remember, go to ComedyCastle.com. So important. You know, last week, I should have told this at the top of the show, but last week, we had people show up that bought their tickets from some third party and paid about $100 a ticket. And that is not necessary. You just go to ComedyCastle.com. When you click through, you will be taken to a website called eTix.com. Those are the official tickets for the Comedy Castle. Everything else is fake. Everything else is... You may not even get in when it's TJ Miller's week if you got some phony ticket. So please... Make sure you go through ComedyCastle.com at eTix. We always have the link over on our website at ComedyCastlePodcast.com. And speaking of that, go to that website. Go to our Instagram at ComedyCastlePod and say hi to us over there because we need more followers on that thing, ComedyCastlePod. We always got links to the show up there, too. Be a follower. It's nice. All right. Said enough? I think so. I'm going to save my energy for this weekend because it's a lot of it's a lot of work when TJ's in town. So anyway, we'll see you this weekend, guys. It should be a great time. Thanks again to TJ, and we'll catch you this week. Bye-bye.